The U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs wants to rewrite the rules for when a native tribe is officially a tribe in the eyes of the feds. This again raises hopes for status and federal benefits among some unrecognized tribes in the West. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports those hopefuls still face a bumpy road.
The proposal to streamline and simplify the process of tribal recognition encourages leaders of native groups and bands currently frozen out of federal programs, but they have to contend with existing tribes who fear having to share territory, resources, or casino customers. That's where the acting chairman of the Chinook Tribal Council sees a potential pitfall. Sam Robinson points to a part of the proposal that would allow previously denied tribes like his to repetition for recognition only with consent of affected third parties.
You know, to appease another tribe is going to be very difficult for many. And on top of that, why should one tribe be able to tell you whether you're Indian or not?
Robinson's ancestors welcomed Lewis and Clark to the mouth of the Columbia River and later signed a treaty, which, however, was not ratified by Congress. Other tribal groups that might get another shot at official status include the Snohomish and Duwamish in western Washington and several small bands near the Oregon-California border. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.